Blog Talk Radio.
I'ma take my time, throw it back like I want you to. I'ma take my time, throw it back like I want you to.
I wanna make sweet love like music. How would you like that, baby? Don't fight your mind tonight, and baby I'm turned on. At the moonlight we could go all night. How would you like that, baby? When I lay your body down, then you can't get up. And your body crying out, you give the love, it is magic. When we touch, the passion is enough. I swear, you got me.
You got me waiting on you.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. I am Miss VIP, and I am joined by my sexy, sultry diva, Perla Negra. Hey, diva, how are you tonight?
Hey, diva. I'm good. How are you feeling?
Look, I'm hanging in there. I was watching the Olympics.
Okay.
I was like, oh, my goodness. And you know how those the favorite races of all of us, you know, we got to see it. So we're like, oh man,
yeah.
I think I got to win.
Yes, girl, yes. It's a lovely night, though. I'm a little stuffy. My son brought home some germs, and he passed it on to my youngest boy, and he done passed it on to me, and now I'm feeling a certain kind of way, but. I'll live, you know, I'll medicate, I'm going to get rid of it before it as long as it doesn't pass, you know, go down into my body, go past my throat, I'll be good. But once it hits the rest of your system, then, you know, it's bad, so hopefully it's just a head cold, you know. I don't feel bad, I just feel like I have a barrier on my head. Say again?
I said, my friends are with you guys. You know that.
Yes, and I appreciate it.
Well, Diva, are you ready for this show tonight?
I am. I'm actually finishing up my piece. I had to tweak it a little bit, but I'm finishing up. You know how I feel.
Stop calling you the tweaker. You tweak everything.
Somebody was tweaking me, but look, it's all good.
Well, tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Davey, you got yours on? I got mine.
Oh, I got mine. I keep my Raw Links on. I got mine.
Special thanks to Mr. Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, for this platform. Without him, there's no us. But Diva,
okay.
I'm ready to get this show started because I am eager to hear. I'm eager to hear everybody. I'm telling you, this is going to be good tonight.
Yes,
I have a curious mind on what everybody likes best. So tonight is what is that thing, that best thing about sex and or lovemaking that you like? So, Diva, I think I started last week. I think we're going to have to start you this week.
You're going to start me this week? What do I like best about sex?
Mm-hmm. Or lovemaking. Come on, Diva.
I'll switch. I turn into a submissive. I love to be told what to do, but I need you to be looking in my eyes when you tell me. So I know you're not playing.
Mm-hmm.
And kissing. Girl.
kissing.
Just kiss. Oh, God. I don't know what it is about the contact of the lips, but it just, oh, God. That's my hot spot, girl. I can't help it. Lord, I can't help it. I'm trying to tell you. I'm like putty in his hands. If he's a good kisser, I can kiss.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? You got some folks that just don't know what the fuck they're doing. You just like any interest that you've had in them, it kind of like dwindles because the kiss is just not right. And I'm a very good kisser. very, very good paper. And I just, it's just, that's me. That's just how I am. And man, I got to be kissed. And everything else just falls into place. You're a good kisser. I'm so putty in your damn hands. I'm trying to tell you. Yeah. So, Diva, what is your favorite thing about sex?
It's being held close, and like you, I love to be kissed, and I like the fact that where I kiss, I lick. So they like it, and I like it, and it's all good. You know what I mean? But kissing to me is so, it's so good and so intimate, and like you, I love a good kisser because I consider myself one as well. So that's where I'm at.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? There is one more thing that I love about sex. It's not just the eye contact and being told what to do and the kissing.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, if he bites, not hard, not real, real hard, okay, but I like to be bit. I don't know, maybe it's a little vampirism in me or something, but I like to be bit and just, oh,
no, but
God.
I like that. I like that as well because I seem to get really wet when someone sucks on my skin, and it's just like, oh, my God. I think I am ready for you to kick this night off. So whenever you're ready, my diva, the mic is yours.
All right. 1 second. All right. Oh, God, I don't even have a title for this, but here goes. I love his toys, but all he ever had to do was place his lips upon mine, and I grant him access to whatever he wants. Not that I would deny him, but his kiss was magic, and that was my weakness. Well, my hot spot anyway. Tonight he played fair, though. He released me from the restraint, one of my favorite toys, mind you, and placed a mirror in front of me. He climbed behind me and said, "Take a good look. All of this belongs to me." And then he put a hand under my chin, turning my face towards him, looked me in my eyes and kissed me. I was so wet I almost slid off the bed. He told me to stay there as he climbed off of the bed. He walked around and knelt down in front of me, spreading my legs by kissing and biting my thighs. He looked up at me and said, "Watch as I devour you." And he began to feast. He ate her so good. I came so hard. And then he stood up and told me to get on my knees, but stay facing the mirror. He climbed behind me and positioned himself, putting the head just at my opening. And as he slid in, he said to you, I cried out, "Yes, daddy." Slow, long strokes driving me crazy. With one hand on my hip and the other on the back of my neck, I kept calling his name. He loved when I did that. He pulled out and said, "Face him." So I turned on my back. He slid back and wrapped his legs around mine, playing with my clit so good I came all over his fingers. He licked them clean and threw my legs over his shoulders as he climbed on top of me, kissing me, fucking me. I just moaned out in ecstasy until I felt a glowed. He pushed my legs off of him and put his hand behind my head. And as he lifted it, I said 3 of his favorite words. "Feed me, daddy." And he moaned and started coming before he could even shove it in my mouth. And I sucked and swallowed until he was empty. That's their piece.
Lord, have mercy. Oh, my goodness. Like, I was trying not to gasp. I was trying not to. Oh, well, dang. Damn. Oh, damn. Oh, damn. Oh, damn. Oh, my Lord.
I'm glad you liked it. I'm glad you liked it.
What the
you world? Almost made me lose my place because I could actually hear you giggle a little bit when I said I got so wet I almost slid off the bed.
I was like,
I had to check myself. I was like, no, I'm not going to laugh.
I know, right?
I'm going to lose my place. But, Eva, I want to know, what did you bring? I'm ready to hear what you brought delicious for us to listen to tonight.
Okay.
So whenever you're ready.
All right.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called The Best Thing. The best thing about sex is the connection I feel, the closeness of our bodies, feeling so safe. I can't describe it. It's more than climax, though I dig that too. Each stroke exchanges DNA, leaving us with pieces of each other. Maybe I like that as well, because you'll never forget me, and the sex is so good, it'll never be better with anyone else. In bed, we can laugh or be in serious mode. The intensity, energy, intimacy. Oh, how all this amazes me. And how I feel like, fuck me, baby, to make love to me simultaneously. I guess I like it all. But what's best is being with you, being in your arms as a plethora of feelings permeate the atmosphere. Let our touch, our lips, our bodies peak until we hit nirvana, our peak. And that's that piece.
Do it all, but you hit nirvana. Oh, my. Whew. Okay. These pieces got me a little worked up, but I'm good. I'll make it through the show. I'm trying to be good.
I've been working
good. I'm trying not.
It's kind of hard on the love zone. Okay.
Yes.
So, are you ready to open up these mics, Diva?
I'm so ready. Let's do this.
All right. First on the mic, we got the King Atterbury. Hey, Joel, how you doing?
Hello, baby. Joel. How y'all doing tonight?
All right.
We're
welcome
good.
To the Love Zone.
Hey, I'm happy to be here.
Oh, man. We're glad to have you.
Yeah. You got it, Diva.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I have a question to ask you, Joel. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right. We want to know, what is the best thing you love about sex?
The best thing I love about sex is the connection, the vibes, the way you be in tune with the other person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The highlight, the experience.
Oh, yeah.
Drifting into the unknown.
I know that's right. Most definitely. Nothing beats that connection that you have with that person. You know what? If you have, not that you can't have sex with somebody that you don't have a connection with. You know, you might just want to get your rocks off and get going. But when you have, it has happened. For men and for women.
Absolutely.
When you have that connection, oh, my God, anywhere you touch them, they will react naturally. it's organic. You don't have to force any kind of particular manipulation or try and figure out what this person likes. It's just, you just naturally mesh and you fall into each other. And it's an explosive experience. You'd be up among the damn stars, honey. Tell you,
exactly.
All kinds of, it's all good. I'm trying to tell you, and the passion just overflows, and it's even better when it's two passionate people. Man, don't let me take over. Don't let me take over.
You should be singing Biggie, Baby.
Okay. Wow. Yes. Diva?
Mm-hmm. Well, Rose, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, that's what's up. This piece I titled Too Close. Coming from your direction, that warm, sweet affection makes our true grounded connection illuminate our complexion. The sound of your breathing while I'm feeling your heartbeat. Your back against my front as we touch each other's feet. My lips nibble on your earlobe and kiss you with mystique. Hands caress your thighs as my meat grow on your cheeks. However our souls greet in this moment, passion confined. No love is blind, only smooth sailing, hearing the chime. Devoted as we promote the highest sensual sides, as our emotions collide, sounding like water wave tides. That commotion that we're soaked in, enhance our the chance. Your beautiful ocean dance will have me waiting like the sand. Always so beautiful while I'm getting into you. Mental trust first to highlight our time that's physical. Afterward, the visual, as we continue to be spiritual. You're all I need to proceed, and we don't have to be traditional. Kiss your neck after I slightly bite you without your skin pierced. This engineer appear and remain after the smoke clear. Look inside your eyes and touch your lips with my fingertips. Tongue inside your mouth while I tap you on your hips, King.
There's a part you said in there about as your meat grows against her leg. That is such
a good feeling.
it's a good feeling. I like to feel it grow. I do, whether it be on my leg or between my cheeks or in my mouth. Girl, it's just something about that swelling. Look, because you know that it's something, you know what's coming next. It's a continuation. And it does something for me. I don't know about y'all, but it does something for me. I'm like, yes, more.
I'm like the last living off experience.
Okay, yes.
Absolutely.
Diva?
Absolutely. Well, let me tell you, I kind of got stuck there, too, because I have, of course, we have imagery. And I'm standing here like, yes. So, like, oh, boy. So I kind of saw everything you were doing. You were doing a little nibbling and a little growing. I'm like, whoa, all right now. Okay. Well, I see where this is going tonight.
No, this was your topic tonight. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you, I cannot take credit for any of this. This is her topic tonight. Yeah.
It's all good.
Oh, wow. I just got thrown under the bus on the sub. All right. So, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, Joel, okay. Before you leave, what you got going on?
Got going on next Tuesday, 8 p.m. Let's talk the Poetry Corner. Come on through. You know what I'm saying? We got it going down.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mike, one love.
One mic.
One love, one light. Let's put him in the booth. Woohoo. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Oh, Diva, what a beginning. Diva, you got your drink ready.
Unfortunately, because I'm taking medicine, I can't have a drink. So the rest of my parts is ready.
I'm going to have my little drink of ice water, and I'm going to bring him in. All right.
Uh-oh.
It's poetic. Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey, what is going on?
Well, poetic topic.
My great. Hey, Miss
Danielle Shaggy.
Hey, La Perla Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Ben.
What's up, darling?
Man, listen, you said this is Ms. VIP's topic. My goodness.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I can't take credit for it this time. I don't know what she's trying to blame on me. I heard her say Danielle did something, but I ain't did nothing. Okay.
Oh boy.
I ain't did that thing. You know.
Cool.
My hands are clean this time.
Oh wow! Wow.
It's a challenging question, but I'll let you go ahead and ask it.
Okay. Well, Poetic, what is the best thing about sex and or making love?
Well, I have to say that the best thing for me is all of the above. But if I have to summarize it into one thing, it would have to be her satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is
nothing. All right, now.
The satisfaction that a woman gets from an orgasm that you've been able to give her orally, sexually, hand touching. I mean, the ways are endless. As long as you know what you're doing.
Right. Okay. I know that's right.
But you know if you know what you're doing because of how she responds.
Right.
And if you're truly, truly into your woman, you'll pay attention to how she responds. And those would be your cues.
Absolutely.
To do it harder. Softer, slow it down, speed it up, take your time there. You've hit that right spot. The breathing changes, her energy changes. It all goes together. And when you engage in having sex or lovemaking, it should never be about you. It should always be about the other person, because as long as you please the other person, hopefully they'll in turn want to please you because of how good a job you're doing. I mean, come on.
I concur. Indeed.
Absolutely. Hey, you know what? Listen to that. You know, you can tell a person, you can tell by the way a person describes what they do, how they like it, whether or not they're a selfish lover or not. Okay.
Exactly. Yes.
You are right. You are absolutely right.
Absolutely. I mean, it's
Diva, can I ask him
tonight? Make a woman get there is like a work of art. Oh my God. Let me paint.
Lord have mercy.
Can I ask him your question, Diva?
My question? Go ahead.
Poetic.
My question.
Yes, ma'am.
Poetic, what did you bring for us? Because I know you're going to find it delicious and delectable.
Ooh. Yes, I did bring something delicious. The title of this piece is called That's the Best Part.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Ultimate satisfaction is the best part. Knowing that I'm pleasing you from the start to the very wet, creamy, climatic ending. Your moans and body shaking demonstrates no pretending. The sequence of events that led to your pleasure generates rippling effects beyond measure. Your secretion of liquids make me feel gifted to the fact that you chose me and I you. To make steamy love mentally and physically, and baby, I adore you. The exchange of bodily fluids erupts so powerfully to shake the druids, breathing in enough pheromones to shake the angels come dripping from heaven's orgasm zone. Truly the best part of lovemaking, baby, is when you are shaken, because then and only then I know I've completed the king. Sure, your pleasure is not something you'll ever need to ask. because I pay attention to the way your body responds to me. When we are in a lovemaking session, see, my pleasure comes from you being pleasured by me. Then we experience the best part of lovemaking, enjoying the energy created, especially when it's your soul I'm taking. So you see, it's your pleasure for me. That's the best part. Yeah, that's the fucking best part. And that's that piece.
Oh,
wait, 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 wait. Wait a minute. Just wait one damn minute. Did you say, did you say wet, creamy, climactic ending? Did you say that?
I did.
I'm like, and then the last part, that last line, you just shot me somewhere, okay? I just want to let you know, I'm trying not to get on the first thing smoking for anybody tonight. I'm trying to be good. It's very difficult. But I really enjoy that piece. Diva.
Pleasure. My pleasure.
You want me to comment on this piece? I'm still trying to get myself together. oh my God. it's not one specific line that I can pinpoint on. Lord have mercy. All right, man, you win tonight. I can't fight you tonight. Lord have mercy. That piece was absolutely delicious. That it was.
It was delicious. It
right
was.
Down to the, oh, my God. I'm stuck.
No,
I'm
right?
Stuck. I am literally stuck. I don't know. Maybe it's an extra good feeling because the medication got me a little woozy. I don't know.
We're going to blame it on the medication.
I ain't gonna put my foot in my mouth tonight. That was delicious. It really was from beginning to end. Lord,
thank you so
much.
I think I'm having a hot flash.
No, thank you.
You know what, poetic? I think I'm pregnant, baby.
You what? What you say? Wait a minute. What you? I ain't that high. What you say? Lord. Oh, Lord.
That's just how
oh,
good
Lord.
It was. All the parts seemingly just came on back in. All my parts
Lord
came back. It's time to put you into the love line.
Wait. You always shipping him off without giving him a chance.
Oh, that's right. You know what? I forgot.
You know what?
Because I was messed up.
No, it's his fault. I know it's his fault, and he knows it's his fault.
Definitely.
He knows
I didn't do what
he is capable of.
I just came and brought it for your topic tonight because you can't have a topic like this and not expect full participation, and I mean full participation.
Oh, my.
Lord, can you help me tonight?
What you got going on, Poetic? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Man, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night, the Get Down, J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic, as we want you to bring a War on Poverty piece of poetry, let's tackle it head on, y'all. Friday night, I'll be with Ms. VIP in Express Your Vibe. And Saturday night, y'all, is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. I'll have a topic forthcoming shortly. And then Sunday night, The Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. And then Monday night, man, listen, Monday night is going to be interesting in the Soul Cafe. La Perla Negra, the CEO himself, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, Essentially Janice running the event page, and yours truly, Poetic, as you guys will be doing my poetry. So I'm looking forward to this. I'm excited and nervous at this. that's what I have going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's some good stuff going on.
Now can
I send him into the Love Lounge, Lapel and Negra? I got his favorite drink and his favorite chair.
Ooh. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, love. Super.
I was thinking.
Sock song. baby.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Lord.
I'm dead.
Lord, I'm trying to tell you, any more pieces like that, I'm pulling out the toys. I'm trying to tell y'all now.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, dang.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I got a new toy, too.
Well, Dina.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Diva, are you ready for the next poet?
I am ready. I'm ready. Yeah.
Bring you know me. What? This man right here.
Mm-hmm.
He sang one more damn time. I'm going to get him, but... He's my favorite. This is my balladeer, y'all.
Ooh.
This is for real. Hey, Sugar Pudding. How's my darling doing tonight?
Hey,
for real. Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey, what it do, baby? What it do, Adrian? I'm in a daze, baby. Hey.
Mm.
I'm so confused.
Oh, can you sing that, please? Oh, please
bring that. I'll take my time, I'll wait for you, 'cause I know you'll be calling. I'll be gentle, baby, I'm gonna be gentle when I'm loving you. When I'm loving you, when I'm loving you, holding you, wanting to please you, baby girl, you got me calling out your name.
Shmigula.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. My God.
Wow.
Baby.
So,
what's that, baby? What is up, baby?
What it do, what it do?
What it
Welcome
do, sugar? Yes,
how are you
yes,
tonight?
I'm feeling great. I have another night off. I'm not used to being off like this. It's so precious. So that I could be able to be here with you guys. And, you know, it's one thing I need to do before we talk any further, and that is to address Miss VIP. Hello, darling.
Hello, sweetheart. How are you, darling?
How are you, my love?
I am wonderful now that, you know, you sang, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, baby.
Thank you, dear.
I know.
Love.
I know.
Sweet thing.
Diva,
mm-hmm.
Ask him the question before I melt.
Oh,
go on, Diva.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. For real, are you ready for this question?
Oh, yes, I is.
Okay. We want to know, what is the best thing about sex and or love making?
Well, there are two great things to have great meaning for me about sex and or making love. The first thing is making it or having it with someone else. Bam. That's number one. Okay. Okay, you're supposed to laugh. Okay, the second thing is putting it in. Mm-hmm. That's the second greatest thing is putting it in. Okay, so the first thing is having it with someone else, and the other thing is putting it in. Bam.
Well,
that was easy.
Right,
that was easy. Mm-hmm. Bam. I'm not going into no long
have
thing
mercy.
Like my brother did.
Okay.
Have mercy.
That'll work. Yeah. That would definitely, definitely work.
No, let me tell you something. Let me be serious about this. I think my brother King Atterbury, he said half of or a lot of things that I find interesting and that have meaning to me. And number one is communication while making love.
Mm-hmm.
See, because I like what I call traveling. I like while I'm making love, while I'm with that person, and we become one in the interim while we're making love and becoming one, I love leaving the environment that we're in. I don't want to see the walls that encase us. I want to go someplace. I want to believe. I want to feel like we have left this planet and that we're drifted off to someplace while we're making love. I like to be entwined. And that takes communication. And what I mean by communication, you don't have to keep on talking to me, you know, verbally as such, but there's many ways that a person could communicate, that the sounds we make, that the touches that we make, you know, her heartbeat, my heartbeat, breathing, sighing, moaning, communication. Let me know what you're feeling. It lets me know how you're feeling. It lets that other person know how you're feeling. Communication. Don't just lay there like you're on some slab in a goddamn lab. You know what I'm saying? Communicate.
Yeah. We got it.
And that's my serious opinion.
All right.
Well,
are you ready?
I want to know, what did you bring delicious for us? And are you ready?
Okay. All right. I don't even want to say this, but I was okay, darling. But I was going to say that I have not titled this piece, and saying that to Miss Pearlie is like ha ha ha. Yeah. She knows what I'm talking about. I think Poet Meddleson knows what I'm talking about too. I will name it. I wrote this, you know, within like 20 minutes of your show. So don't, you know what I mean? The one thing, if I had to name it, I would name it The One Thing That I Love About Sex.
Mm-hmm. Mike, it's yours.
Thank you, love. The one thing that I love about sex is the way her moans talk to me. The way that she holds me gently to the back of my neck, riding with me, her deep breathing, feeding the fires within me, gliding we be drifting. I love how she sighs. Her sighs communicates with me, cause to me communication holds the greatest meaning to me. I love the way we connect, how we stick together through the sweat, how our backs arch when that fire starts and when it grows, how we heave, how we move, how we slip and slide, that look in her eyes that tells me that she feels me more than the physical, but that what we have is on some other level. That when we have sex, it's called making love, that it's spiritual. See, we gravitate, leave the earth, we travel, we levitate. No matter where we go, I allow her to take control. I love how she takes control, how she navigates under my weight as we escape into the abyss. During sex, I love to kiss. I love kissing, sucking her lips down to her breasts, hearing her utter, yes, 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 yes. I guess what I'm trying to say is that the greatest thing that I love about sex, from beginning to end, from the start of me putting it in, sliding deeper in, feeling her heartbeat deep within, sharing that heavenly vibration, vibrational sensation, we both moaning together in holy unison, What I most love about sex is not just putting it in, but what I love the most is communication. Every time she moans and I groan, it's our souls both speaking. And what we both love about sex, I love the way that she moans. Talk to me. For real.
It's a moan for me.
Yeah.
There is nothing sexier about hearing your partner, your lover, moan, express how they are feeling verbally.
Yes, Lord.
Those tones that they push out, and it goes straight to your ear and to your inner ear, and it stimulates those tiny hairs inside your ear, right where the drum is at, and it just runs straight through your body and hits your sacral chakra, and it just, you push it right back at them, that sexual energy, and you just ride that wave. Yes, y'all have to get me. I'm feeling myself a little bit with this medication, but I mean what I'm saying. So, yes, it's the moans for me. The moans, the then the growl. That's my growl. I'm a female, so I don't growl like a bitch. You know what I'm saying.
I know. Lord have mercy. Let me tell you, if he moans, I know it's good. And if he growls, Lord have mercy. Then it's great. And I know my job is done. And I look and I'm thirsty. And there you go.
Lord, yes, darling.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes,
darling.
Right.
Yes, my love.
So, baby, what you got going on? What you got going
well,
on?
Well, well, darling. I was going to say the Inspiration Factory. Hey,
ooh,
I got to come
back
to
Earth. You know what, Paul must be talking about us because everybody is talking.
I
keep mentioning that.
Well, you know, the deacon, you know, after I heard the deacon do his thing, you know, it took me someplace, you know. And I'm talking about poetic. Let me get back on track. Okay. Well, Monday, I still want to say the Inspiration Factory. Well, Monday, the Soul Cafe, Jesus Christ, Lord help me, we'll be doing the works of my brother, the one and only poetic station manager of Epiphany Radio. We'll be covering his writings, the artistry of Van, a.k.a. Metals Poetic. And I'm so looking forward to this. I'm going to get to be Van Metals. You know what I mean? I'm going to get to say, listen, 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 over again and again and again. I'm going to need you guys to call in and salute and pay homage to this fine gentleman, this great poet. You know what I'm saying? Monday night, y'all, we're going to have a blast. There'll be no deductions on this night. Again, it kind of hurts, but no.
Right.
Not for deducting, you know what I'm saying?
No,
I'm
going
to need Adrian to stay woke. I'm going to need Miss VIP to stay awake. Okie dokie. So come join us Monday night. Myself, my brother, a.k.a. Van Metals. Why do I keep saying a.k.a. Van Metals? But the poet known as Poetic, Miss Pearly Negro, and on the event page, essentially Janice, who cussed 50 times last Monday, doing No More Rope. It's going to be a scorcher, y'all. Hey, just one thing you need to know when you get there is to take your socks off. Oh, baby, baby.
Baby, baby. Diva, back to you. Uh-oh. Diva, did you drop?
No, I'm here. No, I'm here, baby.
Okay.
I'm going to be all the way up for this, okay? I'm standing.
Okay.
All right.
Baby.
Yes, I am.
Uh-oh.
And you know, Baby mm-hmm. Diva said, make sure we say phenomenal.
I was trying to get that word out, but I couldn't, you know, put it together. Too many syllables up in there.
I just counted them.
Too.
Here we go.
I don't know why. Yeah. And
oh
bring every syllable that you can muster. If you need to,
oh.
I'm going to need you guys to reach out to Mr. Poetic and grab a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Ask him for one of those pieces
yeah.
that he has, those masterpieces, so that you can partake in what we're going to be doing Monday. He has some great writings.
Right. Sounds good, babe.
He has some new ones. Ask for the new ones where he has cuss words in them. They are great.
Yeah.
And bring them. You know what I mean? Bring your adverbs in down, but we don't want no pronouns in the building. Yes,
oh, Lord.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. Oh, I'm having a hot flash.
Yes, this is a non-blueberry event.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord.
So leave the lemonade at home, baby. Leave the lemonade at home.
No, he didn't.
Oh,
they horrible.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah. No pronouns. Just come as you are. Yeah.
Terrible.
Yes. Make it succulent. Let's make it a succulent evening for my little brother.
Succulent. I like that word. Succulent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Oh, my Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Shananabosa.
Oh my God!
Mm-hmm.
Well, baby love,
yes,
my darling,
mm-hmm.
my balladeer.
Yes, yes, dear.
You done made me take my mm-hmm. socks off. Mm.
Oh, me too. Me too. Me schmiegel. Me schmiegel took my socks off. Us took
God.
Our socks off as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, baby.
Yes, love.
All right,
baby love. You ladies have a
one
well,
love, one mic, because I got to put you
mm-hmm.
in the love lounge, baby.
One love, good one mic.
Chico. Okay, love. Baby,
baby. Oh, God.
Diva, I think we all need
right.
a station identification break.
Absolutely.
I have to go single
absolutely.
While you do that.
Oh, my God, Diana.
What?
My
nature.
Okay.
I got to get
all right, okay.
Go.
All right.
This is Tiffany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Be me. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany. Baby.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and it is 4 minutes after the hour, and I'm telling you, tonight is hot. And my diva, let her take her break. But so while she takes her break, I am going to bring in Sir Lawrence. Hello, Sir Lawrence. How are you tonight?
Hello, Miss VIP.
Right. Hello. Hey, how are you tonight?
Well, I must tell you, I'm fine as cork wine, ready to be popped.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
okay.
I'm back.
Hey, Pearl.
All right.
How
well.
You doing?
Hey, Pearl. What's happening?
No, Pearl. It's all good. I can't complain.
Well, Sir Lauren, I have a
yes.
question for you. what is the best thing about sex and or making love?
Well, as a matter of fact, the act itself. And showing her exactly what a bite is capable of.
Mm.
That's what I enjoy.
Mm. Okay.
You know, like understanding you can grab and pull hands free.
Oh, yeah. I understand that. That sounds delicious. Diva?
Hey.
All I can say is that sounds delicious too, and we want some more deliciousness. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours, sir.
Oh, okay. What is her name? One would have to agree with that much personality. Surely she has a name. Now, we both know she will let you know she's there. Since we haven't met, I can only imagine her amatory as I see you and her being very close, taking the time to deal with her with much care, even down to brushing her hair. Her lips, even though lately she hasn't had much to say. Would she be more talkative with the right microphone? You know, if a thermometer isn't inserted properly, you can't get an accurate body temperature. The best part of anything is the middle or center, like tasting something good to eat. When you take it from one side of your mouth to the other, the real savoring is the anticipation on its way to the other side. The thought of her succulence makes me continue. Her warm moistness surrounding and cascading over me will make me take you to the place where you hide your bag of freedoms. Should we ever meet, our intimacy will cause me to name her if she doesn't already have a name. For me, you see, it's being in tune with positive pressure, like a key when inserted into a lock. The right key will unlock the door, but one must turn on the knob to open the door. Then there's admittance into the room. Once in the room, discoveries take place, like what's in the room. How do the walls feel? Is the floor slippery? Do I need to nudge some furniture to come all the way inside? Have you noticed that there are three levels, upper, center, and lower? That's the difference of running in and out or taking the time to notice. You know, whatever her name is, somehow I feel I already know her. Sir Lawrence.
Oh, damn. Hold on now, Diva. There's three parts. The upper, the middle, and the lower.
I got stuck on the line.
I think, was it you need the key to turn the knob? I'm like, what? Woo! Not right now.
See, even if you got the key, you still got to turn on the knob.
That shit.
Yeah.
I hear that.
I know that's right.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Diva, what you got?
What I got is I absolutely concur with everything you said. It's body language, the way her body responds or his body responds. It's everything. And you're talking about naming her. Yeah, you going to give her a name if she already it don't already have a name.
It's simple.
Name her. Yeah, name her. Because guess
Diva.
What? Even though she already had a name, it isn't the name that you've given her because you've given her a name. Yeah, you are staking your claim to her. Don't matter what's going on before you.
Yeah.
What matters is what you're doing to her now in this moment.
So that's like you're finding your spot.
Absolutely. Oh, y'all got me going some kind of way tonight. This medication
Diva,
is taking me near. Oh, yes.
Is the floor wet?
Not yet it is, Tim. Not yet it is. Only if I slide off the bed onto the floor, then it might be a little splash or two.
These are some serious questions, though. I'm just saying that.
I can come up with one some of the time.
Girl, you got it. You know, because a lot of this stuff is taken for granted when you are a lover. See, I'm a giving lover. I'm an unselfish lover because I need love, so I'm going to give. And I'm going to give a lot of me because I want that response. I want that reciprocated back to me in return, you know. Did I just use up? Okay. Anyway, but a lot of people are not, they don't, and also it's like Poetic said earlier, them being pleasured, me, you know, them responding lets me know that I'm giving them pleasure, and that's what gets back to me. That's what gets me off. Okay, but a lot of people take that for granted. They don't think about their partner. My main purpose when I get with you is to please you, because that's how I please. That's how I get pleased. So. I will continue to give, but like I said, a lot of people don't think that way. They just in there to get their rocks off and get out, okay? But then they wonder why. Then they wonder why is it that this person is not calling them back? They're not getting any kind of feedback from this person because you didn't give two shits about them. You didn't care about their body, your mental state. You know, sex is mental. The majority of it is mental. It's not physical. The physical comes because you stimulated the mental. Okay. Other than that, it's just, you know, it's just facts. It's just, that's all it is. And a lot of people think they're doing something, you know, because it feels good to them. And they just hurry up, went in there and got their shit off. But their partner is left longing for something. They miss something. You know, and I'm not about that. I got to make sure. Well, I know that I do, but I got to make sure that you get yours. See, my words are jumbled because I'm on this medication tonight. I'm a little stuffy. So, Diva, you go ahead and take over. But I think y'all got the gist of what I was saying.
Yes, we got the gist.
Okay. I mean, if you look at the word sex, S-E-X. You know, that explains all of it. Right there.
There you go. There you go. You know what? Sex has never just been sex to me. It's always been a lover. I never just went in and got my rocks off and just left. I have to get that response from my lover's body. I need to hear them, their satisfaction. I need to pick up on their energy, their vibrations. And if I wasn't getting it, I didn't take it as me not trying to fulfill them, but it just wasn't a connection there. So, you know, get up and get out. But that's for another show. So, Lawrence, that was an awesome piece. You know, thank you for having the conversation with me. And I'm going to give the mic back to my diva because I'm a chatterbox and I'm you know.
Well, so, Lawrence, thank you so much because we're going to put you in the love lounge. I got your favorite chair. Whatever that is, but it's there for you. And your favorite libation. All right.
All right.
One love, one mind.
One love, one mind.
Diva.
Yes.
Guess who is next on the mic? This is the music man. This is the music man. He puts his words through music. The reference is always to music. It's C-34. Hey, welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, ladies. How are you doing tonight?
I'm fine, but I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing splendiferous.
Okay. Oh, splendiferous. Oh, my.
Oh.
I love it.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I hear the music from the Sound of Music?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious stuff.
Expialidocious, oh, yes.
Oh,
I do. When you said splendiferous, who says
splendiferous?
That? It brings back a sense of nostalgia.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just quiet for a little bit. Or is it my turn to ask the question?
It's your turn, darling.
It is my turn. Okay, well. C-34 music.
Yes.
We would like to know, what is the best thing about sex and or love making to you, for you?
You.
Mm. Mine. Okay. Could you expound on that?
I just wanted to see your reaction when I said that.
Okay. I'm just waiting for more. I never just go with the
one. See, and that's exactly what she says. She wants more.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
It's the basic connection, foreplay. It's everything and anything. You said sex can drive you crazy. Yeah. It can put you in a straitjacket if you're not careful. But see, here's the thing. You said, what's the best thing about sex and the best thing about making love?
Yeah.
We are sex.
Mm-hmm.
We
Absolutely.
Are love.
All right.
Absolutely. I love that.
We don't have
I
to create
that.
It. We don't have to make it. We can regenerate it, but that's what we do. We exist as that.
I love that. Okay. He is procreator. Yeah. Okay. I'm about to go somewhere else with this, so I'm gonna give it back over to my.
Oh, I love my.
So why are you leaving?
I'm not leaving. I'm just sitting, minding my own self business, and let my diva have her spotlight.
Well, P double.
Yes.
I'm going to hand this mic over to you, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you, Miss VIP, and thank you, La Perla Negra. This piece is called The Nudie Bar. Your body made me quit getting lap dances and glitter. spending dollars as a lazy sluggard, getting broke. I don't have to put my hand in my pants as I'm watching simulated sex scenes to dive into fantasies to imagine you. I can't swim, but your motion lotion is my life preserver. We connect with this foreplay like it's Broadway, and let me kiss you through your pantyhose, and I'll be your Caramel Joe Namath until you scream my name and namaste, and then do some research all damn day. You can slide on my pole as I make this hygienic, gyrating on my balance beam as you're doing calisthenics. While I'm inside you, I'll bend you like I'm David Beckham. Any position, if you really want it, is your choice. Go on and select it. You are in my system with its passion full of sweating. As I'm spreading your legs past continents, causing incontinence, because I got you sopping wet. After your set is over, we're off to see the wizard in the VIP room causing tsunamis and blizzards. I think you better check your insurance. This job is your vacation with short-term disability benefits. I don't need to be at the nudie bar no more because you messed up my perfect attendance. When you come for me, hungrily, abundantly, so hot, causing the sheets to tumble to the floor. Want another round? Let's rock. In the epiphany as you drip my mic, let's talk about black love with every bump and grind. Let me be your wild E coyote. Let me blow your mind. In the back of Acme, I want your ass to be up like you're running a track meet. Except I'm not going to run fast. I go long distance as I spank that meat. Like you're from the Bad Girls Club, and my yardstick is used for discipline. And our hips will mesh with emphasis as I make an entrance in your lips, hitting corners going 500 miles, Indianapolis. Slow, and then I'll jackhammer until you stutter and stammer your words. So tell me, isn't that what you're after? Never mind. Time to write on your kitten. Another chapter in peace.
Okay. Let me ask a question. You said, what was that about incontinence that you said?
Yes, I did.
Can you give me that line again? I liked it, but I lost it because I'm a little flighty tonight. So can you give me that line again, please, about the incontinence and making a wet?
I said, you are in my system with its passion full of sweating as I'm spreading your legs past continents, causing incontinence because I got you sopping wet.
Lord. Another one. Did you say you was going to write your name more across our kitty or write? What did you say?
Yes, I did. I said, so tell me, isn't that what you're after? Never mind. Time to write on your kitten another chapter.
Oh, God. Yes. What? Okay. Back to you, Diva. Mm-hmm. I'm good now.
Yeah. I loved it. You know, I thought of the topic. I'm feeling a certain type of way, people. Anyway, D-Double, that was sexy. I'm just going to end it like that. That was sexy. And some of your references are very vivid, and I got it. But it is time to send you to Love Lounge, my friend. One love, one night.
One love, one mic. To the both of you.
Have mercy. All right. Oh, wait, I got, you know what, let me just do this.
I'm floating. I'm good. I'm feeling all right. I'm glad you are.
Yeah. All right. Well, I am so ready to open up this mic for the next caller. We have Automatic Charismatic. All right now. Hey, Auto, how you doing? Welcome to the Love Zone.
I'm good. How y'all doing?
All right, so,
how you doing? I'm doing fine. You know, I don't get a chance to always be with calling the show. So I go ahead and call it tonight, you know.
Well, we're glad
for that.
Yeah, because my time always running.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that.
I understand.
Well, you know, life happens, and you gotta keep moving. So. That's the way it goes. You understand, you know.
It's been some phenomenal poetry, and now I gotta come after my buddy C-Double 34.
Mm-hmm.
He's like my big brother's like a professor of words.
Okay, all right.
That's what he is. I mean, he's a professor. Mm-hmm. If you listen to C-Double 34, it's like he's taking you a class every time he do. He like he got his. Dictionary is huge.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I agree. And then him incorporating the songs in there makes it even larger.
Yeah.
Wider. With a wider
range. Yeah, you said larger. Oh, my good. You said larger. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
See with your mind.
You
sound like you got the T-shirts and the panties on.
Oh, Lord. He just cannot let that go. Oh, have mercy. Oh, my goodness, Otto.
Well, you know what? Otto, I have a question for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
What is the best thing about sex and or making love?
To me, it's about pleasing my partner. I want to make sure that she feels like she's in in a romantic place. I want to put her in the love zone.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I brought my mind. So.
Well, look. I already know you
got something right.
Oh, well, you know, well, hey, you're the pro. You make it on top of your head and you freestyling, so I know it's going to be juicy. So let's have it. We're ready whenever you are.
All right. The name of this poem is called Full Drive. Name of this freestyle. Let's go. When we... Full drive. When we full drive, I need you to stay alive. Words are the foundation when I make you into my guide of the travel. so take you to the existence of my words. If my tongue will only make the promise that you be like a godson, provide the wetness like the rain, I will not complain. I want you to speak the words of a full drive. I want your tongue to be in gear. Because I need the words to be clear that, Daddy, that you say you're near. Call me. The drive of the century. Sometimes when I'm going with the thrust in your middle, it's like we're making history. I need to hear your voice. I need to be your choice. Because when we full drive, when we full drive, or maybe if I say that F word to observe and spread your word to your time and your entire for what I require, if I can only set your world on fire, let me be Rick James and you be Tina Marie. Fire and desire is all I require. Or we could be like Tank. Tank talk about he's a savage. I'm coming here to do damage. Or be like Atlantic Star. Love just coming around. When love comes, it better answer. Or I could be just that old school. See, I need you to be in full drive. And when that pounding is coming to you, that nothing is denied. I'm a driver, baby. You should notice. I'm looking on the road, and I'm staying focused. If I miss 1 minute, then I miss you being desired and being that fulfillment. If I take my eyes off the road, I miss your eyes creating nature. If I take my eyes off the road, I miss you licking your lips. If I take my eyes off the road, I miss your wet like a pool. If I take my eyes off the road, I'd be missing the whole full drive. But the satisfaction be guaranteed once I'm in park as I go deep in you. This automatic talismanic the little engine 10 years in the morning. I've been dry.
Oh my goodness. Wait a minute. See, if you take your eyes off the road, you'll miss it. So it seems like if you take your eyes off the road, you're gonna miss a lot. So you're not gonna take your eyes off the prize. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
All right
what?
Now.
The part for me was when you said you need to hear the words. You, and what did you say? You need to be her world? What did you say?
Oh, okay, I need to be her world.
Huh? Say that again. I
didn't
hear you. You were muffled.
Oh, we're talking about, I need to be her world.
You need to hear the
desire.
You need to hear. Oh, okay, her desire.
Yeah, I need to hear her words.
Okay. Okay.
I'm saying I could be Rick James and she could be Tina Lee, Fire and Desire. I know y'all know about that.
Oh,
Tina
cool.
Rick James and Tina Lee.
Don't play with it now.
That's a
know.
Classic
I'm
right
saying.
There.
Got that
rapper.
That's
a classic.
And a bad song.
Don't play with a classic.
I know, right?
Yes.
Recipes, Tina Lee and Rick James.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That piece was really, really nice. It was sculpted.
Yeah.
It was.
Yes, it was.
Oh, that was
don't
nice.
Don't say that F-word,
Otto. Really nice.
I heard that, my man.
I heard my man, my Go-Go brother, is going to be honored on Monday. I hope that if I'm not driving, I'll try to make it. Yeah, that's my man, my Go-Go brother.
Maybe he can. Well, maybe he can send you something. Because we're doing his pieces on Monday.
Right, right.
Yeah, listen.
I know, stop it, Otto.
I don't know where you're going to be at.
Like, listen.
But I'm going to be checking Epiphany out. Y'all going to be missing a great show. You got listen. I'm playing a new edition. Hit me, yo. Come on, baby. You got me crazy. Yeah. Listen. You know, y'all got to check out me and J-Rob, the wise son. Yeah. Come on, one day I want to see if I could mimic my Go-Go brother. Listen.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen. I like his video. He be dancing. He be putting that flavor.
So enough.
Well, thank you so much, Otto. I appreciate you. We appreciate you coming through with that sexy piece. And we're going to send you to the Love Lounge, okay? And one love, one mic.
He's searching the panties on. I hope that's all I want to see.
Oh, Lord.
I know his socks come off. But what about the t-shirt
all
and the
right.
panties?
Oh, goodness gracious. All right, Otto. One love, one mind.
One love, one mind.
He is a hot mess, diva.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so are you ready for the next caller, diva?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, the storm is coming, Gina Storm. Welcome to the Love Zone, Gina. How you doing?
I'm sorry, I was on mute, ladies. I'm here. Happy Wednesday. Miss Diaz and Pearl are next. So happy to be at
welcome
the Love Zone. Y'all
welcome.
Have no idea.
Yes, welcome. What's good with
hey.
You?
Hey, y'all. Hold on. You know what? I normally do 2-3 mics in a night. This is my second mic. I have additional one that I can go to when I leave here. Whether or not I go to it is of no consequence. The reason I come to the Love Zone is I'm a poetess who loves love. And that's why I'm here.
I hear it. All right,
Diva,
it's on
you.
Okay,
it's on you, Diva.
Gina. All right, Gina.
I know y'all got a question. Go ahead.
Yes. What is the best thing about making love or having sex to you?
I don't believe I've ever just had sex. So making love for me is the only reality when it comes to sharing my body, my energy, my soul, my light, my spirit, and my gift with anyone additionally. So the only thing that I look forward to is a person who understands what it is that I bring to the table, and if they can't reciprocate, I need the energy to be matched. So if I'm going all out, I need you to do the same thing.
Yes.
And if I'm holding back, hold
same
back. Because apparently I'm apprehensive. But if you love me and you say so, and what we do when our bodies connect when we're being grown folks is the same, then I can make love to you from now until infinity. I just need the energy to be the same. I'm not looking for half-ass, one foot in, you didn't put your ass in it, or you brought me what you was bringing to basic bitches, because the reality is this. When you're in the presence of royalty, you need to recognize that. So I'm looking for a king who knows how to make love to a queen.
No, that's right. I know that's right.
Yes,
divas. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Tell that speak their truth, because I'm right there with you. I understand. You're right. You're right. It's just like I said in one of my pieces, when you are with me, you are in the presence of the universe. Just know
absolutely.
That.
I'm talking about the Corolla Negra, right. You better recognize this ain't no ordinary run-of-the-mill sex. This is as good
that's
as it gets.
Right.
So you either bring your best sex to the table or miss me with that. I'm not taking no short. I don't need an excuse. I don't want you to apologize because you came too fast.
That's right. That's right. Even though, now wait a minute now. Is that that happens? It happens. But you gotta understand, we're not gonna stay in that place. Okay, it happened.
No.
Life happens. Now we're gonna keep it moving and see if we can make this thing last forever.
Yes,
all right, y'all taking me so well.
You know what I'm talking about. Like, if your mindset is correct, your body will follow. You know, free your mind and the rest will follow. So if you free your mind to believe that I'm deserving, and when you come to the table, and the table may be the bed, when you come to the bedroom, you need to bring the best that you have, because I'm not going to give you what I have left over. I'm going to give you the cream, and it raises to the top. So if you're dealing with people that give you what they have left versus what they saved for you and put to the side, then you're the person who doesn't understand what you deserve. Not me. This is all I got.
You go, the creme de la creme. I understand.
Yeah. All right, baby.
Look at VIP, well, but I know.
Yeah. All right now. Girl, I want to know what you brought us, because I know it's hot.
I wrote a piece some years back, and I'm going to paraphrase it. So I'm not going to do a key style. I didn't pull the piece up. I'm just going to do a freestyle. But I want y'all to understand that there was a place that I was at a time in my life when I was trying to make the person who was trying to woo me to understand what he would get if he slept with me. So I'm going. Okay, thank you, ladies. I'm going to title my freestyle tonight, What I Bring to the Table. What I bring to the table is amazing. I'm talking about a 5-course meal that will feed you. You'll be full. There'll be nothing lacking, and you will not have to ask anyone else to take care of you. I'm going to do the thing that I know how to do because I'm willing and able. If I invite you to have a seat at the banquet that is me, I wanted you to sit down and enjoy the meal. Come to my table. I want you to see that this is a delicacy. These are things that you've never had previously. You have been going to eat in fast food restaurants, pulling up to a drive-thru. I'm a sit-down restaurant with all of the cutlery that's necessary, including a linen napkin. I want you to tuck it into your collar. I want you to understand and appreciate that what I bring to you is going to make you holler. I want you to call my mama, and I want you to visit the urn that my father lives in and thank them for having me, because the reason I'm giving this to you is because you're worthy. I don't want to feed you a snack. I don't want to give you a small treat. I want this 5-course meal to satisfy you wholly. I'm talking about mind, body, soul, your spirit, and everything that makes you whole. I want you to feel like you were the man who was born to be with me. And without me, you were a fraction. And when I came to feed you, you became complete. I want you to wipe your mouth when you are satisfied and know that you will never need anything additionally, because I'm going to go from appetizer to dessert so fast that you're going to go berserk and wonder why you hadn't met me previously. See, everything that happens in life is destiny. None of these things are by mistake. I need you to understand and recognize that I'm not here to put no shade on anybody who came before me, because I don't hate. What I need you to recognize is they weren't me. I'm the only person that I can be. And because I elevated your palate and what you need to eat, I don't ever want you to question it. I gave it to you because you were worthy. If you don't think that this is a possibility for you or that a five-course meal is something that you'll do, then shame on you. But please know, it wasn't because I didn't bring my best to the table. And it wasn't because I wasn't willing or able. I gave it to you because I thought that you were he. And if you're not, please don't disappoint me. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. That was my piece.
I know that's right.
All right now. I know. Right, Gina. Woo.
No, that's right.
You better love what you bring to the
that.
Table.
Girl.
That's what I'm talking about.
If you don't know what you bring to the table, then you can't feed people in a way that will make them know whether or not they're willing and able. A lot of time people are looking for a snack or something fast. Sometimes you got to sit down and take a deep breath. Know that you're
right
worthy
now.
Of more than you've had previously. I have that understanding.
That's right.
Everybody
that's
does.
Right. That's
yes,
right.
That's it.
You understand that. Don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted. Yes, ma'am.
That's right. Don't play with it because I don't have a problem with sitting down, fixing my own meal and eating by myself.
Yeah, I mean,
okay, because
people don't understand. I live by
myself.
9 times out of 10, if I'm eating, it's a solo meal.
Okay.
So if I invite you to this table, understand that you earned it.
I enjoy my own self company. Trust me.
As long as you
okay.
love you, you will never be lonely.
There you go. There you go. Now, that's spirit talking. That's what I'm talking about right there. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to
all
feed
right.
bodies. I'm trying to feed souls. I want men to be whole. Sometimes they don't even know what they lack.
Damn. You're right about that. You're absolutely right.
Indeed.
Yeah. Well, thank
I love
you so
y'all.
Much,
thanks
Gina.
For having me.
I love
you
guys.
I love you girl. You know you great.
Love can come and express themselves. And I'm just happy and honored and blessed to be here this evening. I appreciate you. Opportunity. One love, one mic.
We appreciate
one
you.
Love,
too.
One, mic.
Yeah. One love, one mic.
Thank you, Diva.
Thank you. All right. Ooh. You know what, Diva? This next caller, he gonna make me start crushing on him, dagnabbit. Wait a minute. He's on Baltimore John.
If I'm not mistaken.
But let me bring Joe, the verbal mind dancer, on. Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Hey, Joe. Welcome to the love zone. I'm feeling all right. Yes. Goodness. Stevie, you there?
Yes, I am. I'm so ready.
Okay. Is it my turn to ask the question?
It's mine.
Sure. Okay.
So,
take it away.
All right. Okay. Well, Joe, what is the best thing about sex and or making love?
Being able to do it again.
All right now.
Yeah.
At least 2 times, huh?
Okay. All right. That worked. Most definitely.
I'm just going by what he said. He said he wanted to do it again, right?
He was like, being able to do it again. That's right.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Especially, look, if it's good, yes, you're going to want to do it again. And again.
Hell
and again. Yeah. And again and again. Yes. Let's take this to the end of forever.
I'm not even going front. I got a third win, trust and believe. But anyway,
oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness. He said, so I can do it again. I love that. Well, I'm not going to hold you any longer because I know you got something that's going to probably knock us off our feet. So whenever you're ready.
The mic is yours.
15 minutes. I'm going to the store, baby. What do you think? A question, never questioned. It didn't mean a thing. Keys turned the lock to a door that secured a home. He set the bags on the table, then returned to his throne. Remote in one hand, the other at his crotch. Typical man, but to her, he was top notch. Day in, day out, year after year, he was predictable, which sort of eased her fears. She wasn't really jealous. She definitely was no fool. They argued in heated debate and never fought, which was cool. He slept on the couch when he was being a grouch. Never more than a day until they worked things out. 20 years, it was pretty clear they were in for the long haul. You can count on one hand the times he made her ball. Couple, even behind closed doors. He forgot birthdays and anniversaries. He left up the seat. He helped around the house, but it was like pulling teeth. He was very spontaneous with the rose in July. Tickets for the opera just on the fly. Yes, he hated it. Ballet, too. But he knew that's what pleased you. Public affection, focused attention, suitable in all physical dimensions. There was no tension, no dissension, not to mention she was drop dead gorgeous. Head to toe glorious, she made a florist rush to match a bouquet. She was so fragrant, then one day, just like on replay, I'm going to the store, baby, want anything? 15 minutes, no key, turned the lock. No remote in hand, no hand in crotch. There was nothing, no one, just an empty heart. What happened that night was quite disturbing. It was a simple smash and grab, a couple of kids out for fast cash. He never thought this time with her would be the last. He went out to buy a ring, and no small thing. He saved for 3 years to show his love so dear, a 3-carat diamond to renew those 20 years. But alas, in their dash for cash, a police chase had ensued, and there was a huge crash. Bent metal and broken glass, and his head had a huge gash. MedStar was his only hope for survival. He lost so much blood before their arrival. White rooms and tubes and scrubs and needles like harpoons. He was poked and jabbed, stitched and stabbed, eventually forced into a coma. It was the only thing that could save him. But after that, he wouldn't know it. That part of his brain for memories and things suffered too much damage, and he would not be the same. 15 minutes from one side of town to the other. 15 minutes away from his lover. 15 minutes late from his door. She got a knock, but who for? The information came in silent waves. She grew numb, fell to her knees with her hands raised. She praised and prayed. She left in a daze. She was met by a nurse who suggests she just wait and wait and wait for hours. She sat and prayed with all God's power. The doctor said he wouldn't know her. Her faith didn't slow her. She rushed to his room. Bandages and tubes, IVs and wound, that huge bruise. He was black and blue, and she said more hours, and he didn't move. Alarm started going off. Well, yours, you know, cold blue. Doctors rushed in, but little they could do. 15 minutes in and out of life. 15 minutes in a year, where's my wife? The doctors were at conference, nurses too. All the data was correct. This reaction was all new. They ran test after test, but my best guess, with the love that strong, they were truly blessed. His mind healed completely, but his body took time. He found the ring amongst his things and got down on his knees and asked her, will you be mine? For peace. Thank you.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Oh, that was heartfelt. That was deep.
Oh, my what a story.
Jesus said, would you be mine?
Mm-hmm.
Man, what? Them words right there are life to me. That was nice, though. That was deep, though. Man. Yo, you are Joe the Bird of Mind Dancer, though.
You ain't lying.
Appreciate that. Appreciate you calling in, giving us that piece.
You know. Now you aren't you from Baltimore, Joe?
No, I'm from DC.
Where are you from?
DC.
Oh, DC. Oh, you the DC John then? I gotta change your name just for the night. You the DC John. Cause oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I was too far away from my phone. I was outside the phone, in the house, my bad.
Oh, okay. That's why you sounded just a little bit low. But we can hear you. We can hear you. That was just fine.
It was. Oh, my God, Joe. I'm going to remember this for a minute. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
Always give me something to think about. I tell you that. Well, we appreciate you too.
Yeah,
thank you. So it's time to I'm going to escort you to the Love Lounge tonight.
To
put
that,
you in a nice chair with your favorite libation. All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
What a story, dude. What a story. Man,
yeah, that was a hell of a story.
It felt like I was on a roller coaster because first it was like 15 minutes. Oh, man, something going to happen in that 15 minutes. Oh, my goodness. But wow.
Yeah.
Well, Diva, it is time for whom I call New York's Poet Laureate. And I'm speaking that into existence. That's our
absolutely.
New York Dawn.
Absolutely.
J-Rob,
yeah.
The wise woman. Hey, J-Rob.
Hey, J-Rob.
What's up, ladies?
The Love Zone. What's good with
you? Yeah. Not much. I just wanted to make sure I stopped through.
We
happening.
Love it when you come through. Yes. Beautiful
I just wanted
thing
to stop
when
through.
You come through. Oh, man.
Well, thank you so much.
It's always a treat.
Oh, look at you trying treat. To make my soul smile.
Oh,
you know it's all love. Man, it's a treat to have you come through all the time. Your pieces, your voice, just your presence alone is light to us, love. Man, that's what's up.
I appreciate y'all so much.
And we appreciate you. Now, I'm a little on some of my medication. Yeah, is it your turn to ask the question? Because I don't remember.
No, Diva, it is your turn. But before you ask him that question, if you come like you did last week, I'm gonna have a